This Scoops is proudly produced by News Scoop.
Good day to you. Welcome to Biz Scoops for business news, local and international. I'm Barry Murray. On today's show, Moody's ratings expect South Africa's economy to grow and the declining US dollar is currently benefiting the South African rand. The economist Waldo Krichel also talks about the current gold bull run. In international business news, China wants to boost high-tech manufacturing. In investment news, investors are urged to take greater risks by backing small and mid-cap companies. And we're joined by the chief executive officer and founder of the company AgriFi, Desmond Irabor. AgriFi is part of the IOMEA group of farm industries and one of the sponsors of the International Commodity Summit 2025.
A look now at local business news.
Moody's ratings expect South Africa's economy to grow by 1.6% this year. This is the most optimistic forecast among major ratings agencies. The agency says that the reforms, especially in logistics, will be key to unlocking faster growth. However, Moody's warned that stronger growth is needed to reduce the country's debt sustainably. The agency maintains South Africa's Ba2 rating with a stable outlook. Sub-Saharan Africa is expected to show strong economic growth this year. This is according to a recent survey by the World Economic Forum, despite a weak global economy. We asked the executive director of the Center for Risk Analysis, Chris Hunting, what is predicted for South Africa.
In the latest report released last week, the World Bank forecasts growth in Sub-Saharan Africa at 3.8% this year. Its outlook for the next 2 years is also bullish, as it expects growth to accelerate to an average of 4.4% in 2026-27. However, it notes that growth has been dragged down by the underperformance of the region's three largest economies, namely Angola, Nigeria, and South Africa. Meanwhile, the World Bank expects the South African economy to expand by just 1.2% over the next 2 years. This is consistent with the assessment from the Center for Risk Analysis.
And the US dollar has weakened by about 10% since January, which is benefiting South Africa. The rand has strengthened by about 8.7% against the dollar this year, lowering import costs and reducing inflationary pressure. Chris Hutting for the Center for Risk Analysis tells us more.
The ongoing weakening of the US dollar is especially good for emerging market currencies and definitely for the South African rand. The rand has appreciated about 8.7% against the dollar in the year to date, from 18 rand 82 cents to 17 rand 21 cents per dollar. This reduces the rand cost of dollar priced imports and limits the impact of imported inflation on prices. The Reserve Bank's decision to hold interest rates steady while other advanced economies cut theirs has supported carry flows into rand assets.
We now have the president of the Economic Society of South Africa, Professor Waldo Krichel, on the line with us. Waldo, can you tell us more about the current gold bull run?
The gold price broke through the $4,000 per fine ounce level. People hold gold as a store of value. Global gold reserves are estimated at $26 trillion, more than six times the value of all cryptocurrencies. Investors don't always see gold as an alternative to currency, but rather as an alternative to government debt instruments that pay interest. When real interest rates fall, such as during a recession, the gold price rises. But at the moment, real interest rates in the US are increasing. This is due to their enormous national debt, fears that President Trump might threaten the independence of the Federal Reserve, and the possibility of an AI bubble. So why is the gold price rising? On a practical level, Russia and China began buying gold to diversify their reserves against the kind of sanctions that the US imposed on Russia. That laid the foundation for higher gold prices. Then large investors started shifting assets and buying gold. Now ordinary investors are also joining in through gold funds and exchange trade funds. It's already late in the rally, but no one wants to miss out completely. If the main concern is that investors no longer see US government debt as a safe investment, the shifting of money will continue for some time. It will benefit not only gold, but also other countries' government debt, other stock exchanges, and cryptocurrencies. It's ironic that it seems that gold might end up supporting our economy and the state coffers this year. The so-called barbarous relic might once again be coming to our rescue.
Thanks very much, Professor Waldo Krichel, President of the Economic Society of South Africa. He's also an economics associate at the Northwest University's Business School. If you'd like to hear more from Prof. Krichel, you can listen to his daily podcast called The Economic Minute on Spotify or Anchor FM.
Time now to take a look at your international business news.
China's Communist Party will meet from October 20 to 23 to outline a new five-year plan focused on boosting high-tech manufacturing as tensions with the US intensify. Analysts say the plan will also aim to raise household consumption and fix supply-demand imbalances. However, balancing industrial investment with domestic spending remains difficult. President Xi Jinping has urged China to secure global leadership in technology, while experts warn that without stronger consumer demand, the country risks slower growth, deflation, and rising unemployment.
Coming up next, our investment segment delves into the world of finance and wealth building.
The JSE Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Leila Fouri, has urged investors to take greater risks by backing small and mid-cap companies. She says the companies are key drivers of job creation in South Africa. She spoke at a PSG event in Cape Town and said limited investor appetite has led to delistings and undervaluation of smaller firms. She's also called for more youth and retail participation in markets, highlighting barriers such as high trending costs and low financial literacy. Before we say goodbye, we're joined by the Chief Executive Officer and founder of the company AgriFi, Desmond Irabor. AgriFi is part of the IOMEA Group of Farm Industries and one of the sponsors of the International Commodity Summit 2025, one of the top mining, energy and agriculture events in South Africa, taking place from 17 to 20 November. Could you share the story behind AgriFi and the IOMEA Group? What inspired the focus on premium grade A eggs?
The journey of AgriFi, IMRA Group of Farm Industries, was simply born out of yet a powerful vision to reconnect humanity through farming and build a safe, sustaining model that promotes food security. Having grown up witnessing food scarcity and the heavy dependence on communities on external supply chains, I was determined to create a business that restores dignity to local production around our community and sector. AgriFi was found to be more than just a farm. It's a movement that celebrates sustainable agriculture, ethical farming, and community empowerment. So growing up, it was something that I used to play more with the soil. But I thought, why don't I extend this to other kids as well, for them to also have the knowledge of how the produce does come about.
How does AgriFi balance traditional farming methods with modern practices to ensure both quality and sustainability?
It started as a deep personal conviction. I have always believed that farming is the oldest humanity and most essential profession in the world. Yet over time, we have grown disconnected from the land that sustains us. My vision was to make agriculture not only a source of livelihood, but a shared responsibility. A way that we can rebuild our community and strengthen Africa's food system, just to avoid situations whereby we as a family or individuals, we get to fight over such produce. If you allow me, when Cain killed Abel, it wasn't out of just because he wanted to, it was out of jealousy, because Abel's produce was much more far better than his. So I had this idea to do these things so that at least there will be unity amongst everyone living in our neighborhood, and not just our neighborhood, the great nation of South Africa and beyond.
What measures do you take to ensure animal welfare and humane conditions for your chickens?
Animal welfare is one of our core principles, and our chickens are raised in a clean, spacious environment that allow them to exhibit their natural behaviors. They have constant access to clean water, nutrient, nutritious feed, and you allow me, we get our feeds from Nova, one of the best feed producing company in South Africa. Most of our chickens, definitely, they are healthy, they are stress-free chickens, which produce quality eggs, making our commitment to human treatment not only ethical, but also essential to our business success.
Can you explain the difference between your free-range and conventional eggs?
Our free-range eggs comes from hens and Cornish chickens that roam freely outdoors. Most of our We have a specific breed, which is the Highline breed, which is known to be more prone to disease. And we get them from a company called Hen Hotel in Bluefontein. And the conventional eggs are produced in carefully managed environments that ensure consistent supply and affordability. Both options meet our strict quality standards, which offers consumers the freedom to choose based on their needs and their preferences.
And that was the Chief Executive Officer and founder of the company AgriFi, Desmond Irabo. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more business news, local and international, on BizScoops. I'm Barry Murray. Goodbye.
And this was another edition of BizScoops, proudly produced by News Scoop.